Good morning to all of you. Moments of Melody Time. This is the program to help you start your day. Some people seem to love to worry. One such person wrote to her physician, "Dear doctor, what can I do? I'm worried about my son because he's worried about me because he thinks I'm worried about him." Well, you know, worry often gives small things a big shadow. That's a Swedish proverb. A little poem. All you may need, he will provide. God will take care of you. Trust him, and you will be satisfied. God will take care of you. The most important time of this short program comes right now as we read the Sacred Scriptures. We're reading the excellent translation of Monsignor Ronald Knox, the Gospel according to Dr. Luke, chapter 8. And so they came to land in the country of the Gerasenes, which is on the coast opposite Galilee. And as the Lord Jesus went ashore, he was met by a possessed man, who for a time had gone naked and lived homeless among the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he fell down before him and cried with a loud voice, "Why dost thou meddle with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I pray thee, do not torment me." For he was bidding the unclean spirit come out of the man. Often at times when it had seized upon him, the man had been bound under guard with chains and fetters, but still he would break his bonds, and the devil would drive him out into the wilderness. Then Jesus asked him, "What is thy name?" And he said, "Legion," for there were many devils that had entered into him. And they entreated him not to bid them to go back to the abyss. And there was a great herd of swine feeding on the mountainside, and the devils besought his leave to go into these instead. And this leave was granted them. And so the devils left the man and entered into the swine, whereupon the herd rushed down the cliff into the lake and were drowned. Satan destroys that which he controls, whether it's a man or some pigs. In yesterday's reading from the Bible, the Lord Jesus spoke peace to the troubled sea. Today, a troubled heart. Are you worried, troubled? Let the Lord Jesus come into your life and take away your sin, and he'll give you real, lasting peace.